This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Ivacy, shield against cyber threats and ensure digital safety everywhere. Save 10% off with code MMA. Paleo on the go, find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25.
Joy, 100% clean label, non-dairy milk concentrates. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS.
Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 659. My name's Igor Weigold.
Macro MMA show by my fans for my fans. Walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Oh, he's going fucking straight up moonshine out of a aquamarine glass.
That's right. Got my little mason jar full of a gallon of moonshine.
Yeah,
I'll be comatose shortly.
He pickles, and he moons moonshine.
Yeah,
I love it.
How you doing, Matt? Are you excited about the Chicago Bears?
Fuck yeah. You know why? Because they got like everything they wanted. They got the number one quarterback. They got a top 3 receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They got, which was weird, the best punter like ever.
Isn't he like a soccer player, former soccer player or something?
I don't know, but I think he's a massive dude. Like he's like 6'4", 230, 235. So like finally, like a respectable fucking size punter.
Oh, this guy from Iowa.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that guy's awesome. I forgot about him.
Good He's call. Like broke all sorts of records.
And yeah.
I'm like, that's a really smart draft pick. And then I think they got a offensive line and
defensive end
line.
I think.
And then they'll probably make a couple of trades. I would imagine they'll make a trade for like another D line guy or something.
I mean, this all looks really promising. I have concerns about the QB's stability as far as like mentally, you know. But
why he paints his fingernails?
It seems like he's got a lot of shit going on, you know. So hopefully, well, he can keep.
I think
keep it
about
together.
Like Dennis Rodman, right? He was a freak, but once he got onto the court, got his shit together.
Was
the
man? Oh, he's like Allen Iverson. Practice,
right? You gotta let him be weird.
Talking about practice, remember that?
No
practice. Oh, you gotta look that up. Allen Iverson practice. Yeah. They were in the playoffs, I think, against the Bulls or maybe the Sixers. I forgot. And they were questioning why the team wasn't doing really well. And mm-hmm. he was like, I guess he wouldn't show up to practice a lot. Larry Brown was his coach at the time, who also coached the Pistons to a championship multiple times. But anyways, so he's like, he answered this reporter's question. He's like, practice? He's like, we talking about practice? And he's like, it's practice, man. We're talking about practice. Like, he's like, I don't need to practice. Like,
you know? Everybody needs to.
And the rumors around the campfire are that he was drunk. That's why he was acting crazy on, you know, behind the mic. Can you imagine the pressure? I know we do this thing.
Yeah.
But like, can you imagine if there's just a slew of people firing questions at you, you know?
After you've lost a game?
That would be terrible. Or won, yeah. Really. I mean, either way, it's like...
Well, if you won, it would be fun. I mean, you fuck around. Probably get used to certain people, and hopefully they ask you good questions and not the same shit every fucking time.
Right. Because
that's when I think people snap. Or if the coach doesn't like something you've written or said.
Yeah.
That just happened with one of the... I think it was Philadelphia hockey coach that said... Like, didn't you write that thing? Like, I'm not fucking answering your question. He fucking iced him out for a whole bunch of press conferences.
Nice. I like
good.
It.
You should hold a grudge.
That's what you get.
And I think John Jones did that to Luke Thomas, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't like what you said. I'm not answering your fucking question. Good.
Epic.
Yes.
Epic. He has he's not obligated. No, a contractual obligation.
Oh,
he's
not to answer
obligatory.
Nope.
Oh.
So where are you going to start with the bare knuckle action, Knuckle Mania 4.
I mean, sure. I saw two fights from that, and I don't know. Can we show anything?
Sure.
Can we show a little? Hang on. Let me see if I can show this. Little Ben Rothwell, Todd Duffy. You called it. You called it.
Yeah.
Here, hopefully this works.
Ben's 3-0 in BKFC.
I'm not going to share sound, or should I?
No sound, but no sound. The video is fine.
Anyway, so here we are. Todd Duffy in the dreads. Ben Rothwell, you know, looking like Ben Rothwell.
Yeah.
There they are. They're kind of doing their thing. Duffy
looks way smaller.
He does. Skinny. Yep. For a heavyweight. He was before.
Weird.
He caught a little right hand there. Got staggered. Frank Liotta's in there. Okay. Well, everything's good. We're good. All good. You still in this fight? I'm still in the fight. All good. But half a minute went by. Duffy goes back in again, gets knocked down again. And
see, I don't understand what happened there. He just kind of fucking tapped out.
He's like, nope.
And then I think he claimed he had a shoulder stinger. You can fucking fight through that if you wanted to. He's kind of reminded me of Bob Sapp.
Well, I think he dislocates his shoulder hitting Ben Rothwell. So he hit Ben Rothwell and he injured himself from hitting him.
You still got a good arm, right?
That's just ridiculous. Rothwell is just a tank for bare knuckle. I mean,
he's
ridiculous.
Built for that shit. Like him and Mike Perry.
Yes.
Built for it.
Absolutely.
And speaking of which, you talk about him. Like fucking Mike Perry. He's indestructible.
You called
indestructible.
It.
First round, very fast. KO.
Super fast.
I think I have it here.
You got the video?
Clip.
I did not have the video. Couldn't find it for some reason. There he is.
He claps him with a left hook.
So got him to the body first.
Yeah.
Alves is like, oof, damn.
And that was it. And he like stumbled up.
Alves got up and was like, kind of like, okay. And the ref's like, are you all right? And he's like, no. Nope.
He's like, like, I'm on a queer street, but we're good. All right.
I might be okay. Might be okay to continue.
Yeah. So good on him. What did they say? Oh, I'm trying to find that out. Well, I'll come back to that. But Thiago Alves retired after this fight. I thought he was and then came back. But I guess we can go to pay, and then I have a couple other fights from there.
Yeah.
To show.
Yeah, you got them dollar amounts?
Yeah, so here we go with the pay. Pretty decent.
I think we know why he unretired.
Yeah, for $200,000, I'll unretire. And that's just because I don't know if you're headlining BKFC, if you get a chunk of the pay-per-view. And at $29.99, you probably had a decent buy rate. So
some of these guys making $4,000.
Well,
good Lord.
Look at the top end. I focus on the top. So Mike Perry, 600,000.
Yeah.
Lorenzo Hunt, Mick Terrell, 100,000 apiece. And then Ben Rothwell, 150, Duffy, 85. And then it's just a shit show down. Like,
Julian Lane, huh? Look at him making $20,000.
Yeah. Still around, huh?
Good old Ultimate Fighter alum.
Let me bang, bro.
I wish those were available for streaming somewhere, you know?
What's that?
The original Ultimate Fighters? I'd rewatch those fuckers. I remember getting that shit on Netflix DVD when I used to still get the discs. And I went through the first, like, 6 or 7 seasons, like, quick. I was, like, addicted. But I'd watch those again. Those are old school. There's some crazy shit that happened on that show.
Yeah, but it was fun when it was new. And then
it's
just like, what are we doing here? Now we're in like Brazil and they don't even speak English. Like, what's going on?
Right.
They're doing so many offshoots. But yeah, that was fun.
Oversaturated.
Yeah, a little bit. And then we had this fight where a guy like jacked up his shoulder.
We're still
in the BKFC world. We'll turn the sound off. I have another angle of this that I'll play. So he lands, but he kind of like, Kimura himself and blew his elbow out.
Oh god.
So it's better on the other angle.
Oh. More carnage.
Yeah, because it was hard to see on that one. With this reverse angle, you get all the goods. So you can see him going down and see how he put his arm behind him.
Oh yeah.
Fucking popped it.
That's why they always tell you to put the arms to the sides.
Yep. And
down.
Oh, don't God. Post.
Yeah. Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah. That's no good. But that guy was being like a twat, I think, at the press conference.
Ooh, that sucks. Like,
trying to start fights with everyone. So we had that happen. And then BKFC had a big fucking announcement. Let's find that. So here we go.
I know what you're going to say.
I ain't saying shit. These guys are going to say it.
What's up, Knucklemania? The notorious Conor McGregor here. Ladies and gentlemen, the huge announcement that I have for you today. Conor McGregor, myself, and McGregor Sports and Entertainment is now an owner of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Welcome to the big leagues. David Feldman, baby, we did it.
Hmm. So what do you make of this? What do you make of this, Conor McGregor?
Well, I read this, and I'm kind of like, what are the terms of this ownership, and how much did he pay, and like, what does it even actually mean?
Yeah.
I'm super confused, but I mean, whatever.
Well, the rumors are, too, that he probably didn't pay anything, and they probably just gave him a chunk for him to promote it, you know? Or he just pays a little bit. They just give him equity, I think, to promote. Either way.
That would make sense.
Either way, it's fucking cool. Because, again, at the end of the day, it potentially sets up him fighting over there. And I think he would do really well over there. But, again, they wouldn't be able to afford him. And like, I would want to see it, though. I wouldn't mind seeing Conor bare knuckle fuck somebody. But I don't know. I digress.
Well, I wonder if they can give him a ridiculous amount of the pay-per-view shares on the cards he fights on.
Yeah, right. I mean,
like half.
Right.
You know what I mean? Here's half. If you fight on this card, you get half of the pay-per-view.
Because even do something crazy, like do, you know, do Floyd Mayweather. Like something insane.
In bare knuckle?
Yeah.
Well, I think Conor would beat him. I
do too.
Yeah, the gloves are a big deal in boxing, and yep. You know, I think bare knuckle, I think Conor fucking knocks him out, like, for sure.
Now, how big of that pay review would be? Holy shit, you could probably charge 100 for that one.
Yeah, him, put him on there and Mike Perry.
Yeah, and because think about it too, like, none of the pay per views that Conor's been in, or of late, like, let's put it the other way. He's got a bunch of them over a million pay-per-view buys. I think Khabib is the biggest, and then probably all the others. Like, holy shit. Like, he's your most valuable player. And allegedly fighting at 303, right? UFC 303.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm trying to look it up. Who's all there? Khabib versus McGregor, UFC 229 is the largest one. Then it's Diaz-McGregor. So the KP one is 2.4, Diaz McGregor 2 is 1.6, Poirier versus McGregor 2 is 1.6, Poirier versus McGregor 3 is 1.5. So the people are not as excited.
Yeah.
By 100,000. McGregor versus Cerrone, 1.3, McGregor versus Diaz 1.3. And then we go down to Usman Masvidal and UFC 100, and McGregor still at the bottom last two. McGregor versus Alvarez and McGregor versus Aldo at 1.2 and 1.3. So, like, he's got, I mean,
like a bunch
of eight out of 10 pay per views
of
or
the
something.
Highest selling UFC pay per views.
That 2.4 number is ridiculous. I mean,
it is. And I still find that shocking because I never thought him versus Khabib is like, oh my God, the fight that I need to see. But Khabib brought half the people, you know?
He did.
Wow.
Well, good for him, you know?
That's right. What else is going on out there?
Let me see. What else do I got? There was some weird shit that happened at the UFC recently with Charlie Arnold when Joe Martinez, mm-hmm. I guess he wasn't feeling well. And they're like, hey, he doesn't know if he's going to be able to do the next announcements. Can you, like, step in and do the announcing? And I guess it freaked out the internet. People were tweeting all kinds of weird shit. And she went and did it, and she became the first female announcer in the UFC. So good for her.
Yeah. I don't know why it's such a big deal. Like the ring announcer, you should be, my opinion, somewhat understated, not making, you're there to promote the fight or just introduce the fight. You're get out of the way. So I, for me, I like Joe Martinez's style.
Yeah.
And having a woman do it, not a big deal. Having a woman do
play by play.
I have a problem with that.
I know you do.
A big fucking problem with that. Yes. I'll fucking turn that shit off. Because I even heard that I think the new NHL hockey for like Xbox and PlayStation, I think there's a female announcer on there.
Oh, God.
Like, it is not my fucking preference. Get the fuck out. Like, fuck off. I don't like it. So I want the option of off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stick to female sports. You can call all the female sports you want, but don't call mine.
Right.
So, but ring announcer, I'm okay with this. You're there for 20 seconds. You're in and out. And especially if you're understated, like Joe Martinez.
Joe Martinez. Perfect.
He's the best. He's the best.
You know what else is the best, man?
What's that?
Our sponsor.
Awesome. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go. Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in the bad bedrooms wherever you want to throw down. Listen up, bluechew.com.
And remember, you can take them anytime, in day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you will receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
That's right. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS. Receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. It's good that I've almost got that memorized because I can't fucking read anymore. I mean, I can read, but I can't fucking see. How's that?
Yes.
I refuse to wear the glasses.
That's one advantage of doing this via, you know, digital version. I have the screen right in front of me.
That's right. Otherwise, yeah, that would be weird because we didn't have a chance to do ad reads when we were doing these in person together.
In person. We'd probably just have iPads or something weird.
Yeah, we'd have some kind of shit. We had so much shit like jerry-rigged in here with like lighting and fucking laptops, and the times that where we did have guests on the show, like that was a complete clusterfuck. And then sometimes we'd have a third person in here working like soundboard, and like Hector's over here fucking working a soundboard. And do we have someone else in here once? I think we had someone else.
We had
here
another
once.
Guy, yeah, like another his name here, yeah, trying to help us out with sound because we're not sound engineers.
No. And I'm very loud, and we had the fucking lapel mics and trying to position those and different levels and different recordings and trying to sync everything to the video, to the audio. Whew. That's why Zoom is like 1,000,000% easier, because it's just pretty solid, pretty solid. The only thing that sucks is that sometimes the video aspect gets wonky and I'm going to fucking play around with upsize it, downsize it, upsize it, downsize it, slice it, slice it. But for the most part, 95% good.
They have Blue Chew for that, you know? That's why it's just always the same size.
That's what I want. Perfect.
Never changes.
Exactly.
Perfect.
I saw this weekend is UFC 301.
Oh, geez.
Could be one of the worst cards ever. What?
I didn't even pay attention to that one.
Well, it's so tough because you just had 299 and 300 really fucking good. And then you lay an egg, unfortunately, in Brazil with,
Jose Aldo's on there.
Yeah.
It's very Brazil heavy. You know, the thing about these cards, though, is usually they're exciting because their hometown fighters go crazy. So
true. They just want to kill Whitey.
There's a lot of Brazilians fighting a lot of non-Brazilians. It's like a lamb to the slaughter. Like,
yeah, you're not Brazilian. We want you to die. Die! Or whatever they say. I forget.
Absolutely.
So, unfortunately, that one's going on. That's a tough sell. It's a tough sell. But speaking of Jose Aldo, I think it's pretty close to the day where he had his fight with Uriah Faber, where he leg kicked him into submission. And
oh yeah,
let's see some pictures.
Oh god,
I'd like to click on things, but sometimes you don't always get it. Like, that's pretty sweet, man.
It's just nasty.
Yeah,
it had to hurt like hell.
Blown up. Purple is shit.
Yeah, people forget how tough these guys are, you know? That
oh, especially Uriah. Remember the time he broke both his hands in a fight and he just was throwing elbows?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about, Todd Duffy. You can still throw shit. Just because one thing doesn't work, you still got one other weapon. Use it. Just hold the one stub arm up. Like, look at Nick Newell. He didn't even have a fucking arm. The guy had one.
Fucking like, remember GSP? I forgot who he was fighting. GSP versus somebody, and he came in and he's like, "Coach, my abductor is," you know, and I, you know, he's, and the coach is like, "Go out there and hit him with it, like, like, get the fuck out of here."
Right, Greg Jackson.
Yeah, Greg Jackson. Who was he fighting? It might have been Josh Koscheck. No, I think it was Dan Hardy. Is Dan Hardy, because Hardy almost submitted him,
he had him in two submissions, but or no, it was the I think it was the other way around.
Other way around.
Like, George wasn't doing the submissions right because he was trying to armbar him, but I think he wasn't going thumb up on the armbar. Right. He was doing stuff a little bit wrong.
Yeah, and Hardy was because
he was still raw. Yeah.
Yeah.
The good old days. I miss the fucking glory days, as we were just talking about that. Pre-show
glory days. Hey, here we go.
Oh, I just spilled all over myself.
it's okay. All good. John Jones back in the gym, training away. First day back, he says.
Is it with Greg Jackson? He's back in.
He's back in.
Who did he have a problem with? Was it Winklejohn? I didn't see him.
It's hard to keep it all straight.
He was at Jackson's for a while, and then there was like some bad blood, and then he was like. Mm-hmm. Off, so it's good if he gets back there. And they just said that he actually got back to training, right? This is the first time he's trained since he's been injured. So
yeah, back in the gym. Yep,
awesome.
That's where that picture is from. Yeah.
Question is, how many months does he need to fucking get back in the octagon then?
Good question. I don't know.
Three?
I'd say six. Maybe.
Yeah.
We're going to see him in the fall.
Fuck, man. Hopefully this year. Let's say this year.
That's to say he stays healthy, too, because he's, you know, that's
not a prison. Does he have another lawsuit?
There's a lot of things piling up. Yes.
Exactly. Like gray areas.
Exactly.
A lot of women, things, and stuff. What else? I saw Justin Gaethje said he's going to take 6 months off. He's still going to train, but he's not going to do like any sparring and take any shots in the head, just to let his brain recover from that fucking brutal KO from Max Holloway. So that was pretty smart. And then Holloway was talking about, remember how they didn't score when Gaethje knocked him down? They didn't score that as a knockdown because they wanted Max to have like, he's never been knocked down. Like, it's fucking bullshit. And I said, it's fucking bullshit. So he was on Rogan's podcast and he says, this is Max talking. So it didn't count as a drop, which is crazy. So ESPN is posting and saying, however many fights I'm with the UFC, I still didn't get dropped. That's some bullshit. Give Justin that one. I'll take it. But I wouldn't be a man sitting here and telling you that he didn't. So even Max agrees with that. Like, good for him, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, what? I don't understand what's the... why have that propagate that lie? Because that was a clear knockdown. He punched him in the head and he fell down. He didn't slip. He got back up, but it still counts as a knockdown. If your ass hits the mat, knockdown.
Yeah. Is that the rule? They don't have to be down there for a while or something? Or
well, there must be something because somehow they finagled that. I mean, the only way in my mind you say that is if it was a slip, but it clearly was not a slip.
Mm-hmm.
So shenanigans. What else is happening?
Let me see what else I got. Shaq was recently on podcast that he called Pound for Pound, and he was talking about how he got started into being into MMA. And he said he's at training camp in Hawaii, and he's walking down the street, and he's like, a motherfucker grabs me, and he's strong as fuck. And I'm thinking, oh shit, it's about to go down. And he turned around, and it's fucking Vitor Belfort. He's like, no, man, I'm a fan of yours. And he was like, gave him tickets to a fight, which apparently was Vitor Belfort's first official MMA fight or something like that. And that, and then Shaq also said that he had been, some dude was talking crazy at a bar. This was later, like a, and Vitor just came out of nowhere, and he's like, bing, bing. And Shaq's like, I'm looking at the dude, and I'm like, Vitor, you need to go now. Like, get out of here, dude. Like, this is bad. Just out of nowhere, KO somebody,
Nice.
I miss those days. TRT Vitor,
Yeah.
we need him back.
And didn't Shaq have a video game like Shaq Fu or something
Yeah.
where he was a karate
I guess,
man? That
he
damn
trains
karate
MMA,
man?
the Shaqmeister.
That's
Can you
right.
imagine rolling with that guy? Good God. I mean,
No, like these big and especially a big and strong motherfucker, lanky. Like that's tough. Those long limbs
he might
and
hurt you
strong. Yeah.
just by doing nothing.
Just a body weight. Yep.
Yep.
Did you see Matt Brown's new training technique?
No,
Here we go.
I'm
Matt
excited.
Brown getting his train on.
Is that Metallica? Or it
I don't
sounds
know
like
what that
Metallica,
is.
but I don't know. I think he's
I
not
don't think it's
playing.
Metallica. It's probably
Yeah.
something else.
Sounds like he's trying to play Metallica, but he's not successful. But it still
Almost
sounds
like Pantera.
cool. Okay, maybe.
I don't know. Let's see if it says anywhere. But he's probably into like some very heavy shit.
I'm sure.
I don't know. But I like that. I like different shit. And speaking of which, he was on a podcast once. That's crazy to think about.
It was
It's crazy.
long
That's some
ago.
crazy shit. Like you like gardening? He did, actually. He's
Did.
out of green thumb, but he doesn't say it.
Yeah.
Let's see. One other quick thing. I saw Michael Bisping saying he wants to come out of retirement to fight Luke Rockhold for the third time at Karate Combat 3 because he saw that and he's like, holy shit, I want to fucking fight him. Do you think an athletic commission would let him fight?
With the one eye?
Yeah.
No, you can't let him do that.
I looked it up. Actually, there's some athletic commissions that'll let you do it
With
with
one
one
eye?
eye. Yeah, it depends. It's
Oh.
a state by state thing. Because think about they like we were just talking about Nick Newell, who has one arm. Some athletic commissions let him fight. Again, that one, I'm not letting him fight, but I'm okay with having a one-eyed guy fight. I don't give a fuck, especially if it's Michael Bisping.
Oh,
And
wow.
God damn it, you better be throwing head kicks from the fucking eye that he doesn't have. This is, I think it's his right eye, so you should be fucking spamming left head kicks.
Crazy. I think it's crazy the guy's missing a goddamn eye.
It is insane from fighting.
Yeah.
I don't think it was from Vitor, but that's why
Yeah.
I. TRT Vitor did not blind the man. He did not
No.
blind the man.
Did
But
not.
okay, so if they have that fight, who wins? Luke Rockhold.
I say Michael Bisping.
Oh, that's crazy. What if he gets poked in that eye? Doesn't even hurt.
Does he even
That's
put
an
the
advantage.
Does he? Well, my question is does he put the fake eye in?
I wouldn't, because I'd have that fucking crazy white eye looking at him, you know?
Like,
Like, fuck you.
what
Holy
the
shit, it's
fuck
the
is
goddamn
that?
Terminator! Fuck me up. Don't know. I like Rockhold's chances because he's been more active.
Yeah,
You know.
true.
What else is
Thanks.
happening?
There's a sweet. I got a bunch of knockouts, so I don't know if we're ready for that, or do you need?
Maybe you want to wait a little bit. If do you have any other news? I got a handful of other things before we get to KOs.
News wise, go ahead. Let me see if I got one with you. Go for it.
Okay. So Gegard Mousasi did an interview the other day to talk about his new relationship with the PFL since they just bought the Bellator. He said PFL is sitting out the top Bellator fighters right now because they're making, or PFL isn't making enough money to honor their contracts. So he said he thinks they're trying to like hold him out for a year so that he'll take half the pay. Because apparently all the Bellator fighters were making way more than the PFL fighters.
That's fucked.
But yeah, it is. And I don't know how that works because a lot of those guys were in the tournament. So you must be getting some kind of, I don't know if those guys are on like a 10-on-10 or what it is for the tournament. And then at the end, the guy that wins or the girl gets the $1 million. But if you buy in, you got to fucking pay out, man. That's some bitch move. And I think they're open to some kind of litigation.
Well, yeah, right? You can't, especially, right?
You can't just sit them out.
I don't know what that term is called, but it sounds illegal to me, the whole thing.
Yeah, because even Chris Cyborg she's been tweeting like crazy. She can't get a fight because they're icing her out too, because she was over there in Bellator and now PFL. And then she, like, they're fucked too, because then where do you go? Because now it's Bellator and PFL are the same. Are you going to go back to the UFC?
Right.
Like your options are so fucked now. It's UFC, PFL, or one, or BKFC.
BKFC is possible, perhaps. But
yeah. I mean, if you've got the name and the striking ability. I mean, Gegard could go over there. He might do well. Boxing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's fucked up. It's the other thing. There's strongman Eddie Hall. You know how they have that punching machine or kicking machine to see like who's got the strongest? Yeah. So Francis Ngannou did it, and for a while he held the record at 129,000. And I don't know what this is measuring, but it's just a number. And then Alex Pereira did it, and he did 191,000. And then Eddie Hall lit this motherfucker up the other day. He's a big motherfucker too. I don't know, he's got to be weighing well over 300. He may weigh 400, but just muscle.
Yeah.
What? 168. What? 208. Jesus.
Big fucker. Big fucker. So good on him. I think that's all. Well, Mariusz Pudzianowski, right? It's like you could take those strong men, and if you teach them to strike, they may only have a 30 seconds of cardio, but that fucking punch lands, you might be in trouble.
Absolutely. I found my other piece of news.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so there is at UFC 299, there was a, you know, like a influencer in the crowd. Her name is Haley Davies. Okay, and
okay.
Somebody posted this or told the UFC that she did this in the crowd, and she received a lifetime ban for this.
Take a dump.
She's at the UFC going topless. It's censored because it's Instagram, but
what's wrong with this?
There we go. So she got banned for life from ever going to a UFC again for doing that.
Well, how would they even know? Like you could throw that at her. But if someone buys tickets for you, no one's going to know. They're not checking IDs.
No. Good point.
I mean, that's only going to bring more attention to her and promote whatever she's promoting. So
absolutely. She has OnlyFans and shit. Yeah. So it's going to be good. What a thing to do, though, right? To, like, be out in the crowd like that and just be like, hey.
Whip your titties out.
Be like,
I hope you're with a bunch of people that could protect you. Because
yeah.
A lot of crazy fucks out there.
Drunk idiots.
Chaos. So I know we've seen car jitsu, and I think there was phone booth jitsu.
There was.
Now there's tire jitsu. I don't know what the purpose of this sport is and how it works. I don't know if you're trying to get to the middle or the bottom of the tire. I don't know. But what are we doing here, Ingo?
I don't know. There's some kind of weird game they're playing. Is it good? Is it good to be inside the tire?
I don't know, but it looks gay as shit.
Oh, he's making his attack.
He's like he's trying to stuff him in. Stuff that turkey.
He's going for the mount.
Yeah, get that mount. He looks like he's giving him a reach around. Oh, he's trying to stuff his arm in there. Trying to wrap him up. He's trying to gift wrap this motherfucker. Get in that tire, bitch. Get in there. I don't know. This looks gay as shit, but
it is.
There's an alternate angle. Like,
wait, how far down does that tire go?
I don't know. I think he goes into another dimension.
It's like
maybe it goes in China.
Is it a hollow floor?
It goes in China.
What is going on?
I don't know. So gay. So gay.
Super gay.
Dude, tweet of the week. We may have seen this before. We definitely need sound and we're gonna need a lot of it. Okay. I feel like this is some kind of influencer shit. But anyway.
Oh, I think he might have
a two for one. I love it. Go one more time.
I mean, really stupid. Really dumb.
Yep.
What did she expect was going to happen?
I don't know. Let's do some KOs of the week. What do you got?
Okay, so thank you. I'm ready. I got this Dennis Franberg from, I think this is an overseas fight. He's got a little KO action. I'm going to, I never know if I can share sound on these. It's okay, not okay.
It depends if there's music.
There's not music.
Okay, here we go. Share sound. You're sharing your whole screen.
Oh, did not mean to do that.
Hold on. This new Zoom is very difficult.
Share. There we go. All right. Let's try this one. Nah, that's better. Maybe.
Yep. There you go. Ooh.
Good night.
You just got Justin Gaethje'd.
And we're still down.
I'm sure he'll be all right.
One more time. Yowzer.
Thinks he got temple fucked.
He did. That's one. Do you want me to just go boom?
Yeah, just
boom?
Go. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
See if I can get the female one here. There is Kendra McIntyre. At LFA 182 from over the weekend.
Yes, this was probably one of the most epic ones.
One second. Let me just, sorry guys. The Zoom thing is messing me up. Here we go. Boom. All right. Now for Kendra McIntyre. Oh! Oh, I mean,
she
that was
crumpled
like
up.
The entire foot to the fucking head.
Oh.
So bad. So there's that one. And then I got one more, last one.
Yeah.
Hunter Azur. I think this one's a little longer, but.
Yeah, you see how the footwork, though. Hunter's doing a great
there
job.
They are.
I like his stance.
Yep.
I like his position. Like
yep.
His
Azur in the black shorts.
For me, Frank, as well. That's the thing. Yes. He's taking the momentum
initiative.
In the exchanges.
Yeah, and I like how, look, there was a snappy jab. He's throwing different jabs. He even has a stiff arm jab. He's throwing the jab, but then he keeps it locked out there. As a way of keeping Amun's weight off of him so that he can push.
Oh, man.
Is this the standard response every time someone gets kicked, knocked out?
Yeah.
I think I heard that on every knockout.
It's a thing. I mean, what do? We probably do the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
And then last but not least, yes. I have one more. I think you're going to like this one. I saw this about a few days ago, and I don't know when this happened, but it happened. I'm not going to share sound because this is Instagram. Bad things will happen. Here's the goalies going at it. Little goalie action, and he eats a little 1-2, and down he goes.
Oof.
One more time. I mean, pretty epic.
Mm.
I love it when the goalies fight.
Yeah. You don't want to see them get KO'd. That's bad. But good on them. They'll take us right into knowledge. What do you got for knowledge?
Okay. So I saw the Challengers movie last week, which is a new movie that came out with this star actress Zendaya or something she's called. Anyways, I don't go to the movies often, but when I do, I go to Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm like, let me see what people are saying, right? And I checked this on Thursday, and it said like 90 some score Rotten Tomatoes, both from the critics and the audience. So I'm like, okay, it's gonna be good. Biggest piece of dog shit film I've seen probably in 10 years. And I don't know if I'm just getting too old, but it was weird, and the way it was shot was weird, and there was like this, it was disguised as a tennis film, but there was like a weird dude romance thing going on with another chick, and I don't know. It just like the Barbie movie, I cannot subscribe. I think I'm getting officially old. So, but don't go see that. I mean, you could check it out on rental, but if you really want to. But
no, I'll hold out. I hold out until everything comes out on. It's rare to get me to the theater. It's got to be something fucking really good. Mm-hmm. What was the last thing good I saw in a theater? Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
That was a good
one. I think that one was good. I don't remember what else I saw recently in the theater. That was it. I'll give you some knowledge. This is a little Snow White and Pinocchio. She's like, lie to me, Pinocchio. This smells good.
That is an epic shirt. Might be the best one you've had in a while.
And if you're listening at home, Snow White is sitting on Pinocchio's face, giving him the business. On that note, shut it down.
Wow. I love the sound effects too. You nailed it. That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Yeah, Griffith, thanks for playing.